Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. We are back live. Great to be with you. A lot of politics with your coffee. So, with the impeachment trial, at least getting to another stage, what's your opinion about calling witnesses? You think that is good or bad for the president? Would it achieve any goal? I want to talk with you about that today and give you my thoughts about how you can use this issue, not just the impeachment, but the whole issue of witnesses in people's, well, in your circle of influence, and how you can help persuade the persuadables. As you know, on Political Coffee, that is our theme. We're going to talk about that. Also, Governor Brown today says, well, guess what? She wants you to reconsider a statewide property tax. You see, we prohibited that in the Constitution a few years ago. Well, now, because of the homeless problem and affordable housing, she wants us to reconsider. They are going to pass that out in the upcoming 35-day special session. So do you want another property tax that goes around your Measure 5 property tax limitation amounts? Something else to raise your cost of living? What do you think about that? Is a government program from Kate Brown, because that's what it'll be. It'd be statewide affordable housing, which, of course, will have to be built under the Little Davis-Bacon Act, which means it's 30% more expensive because we have to pay what's called prevailing wage. You got to pay the same people for building an affordable house with a state program. You got to pay them 30% more. The same people who build it in the private sector get 30% more just because it's a government job. Why do you think schools cost so much? Speaking of that, there was a story about, and one of our listeners sent this to me, and I had seen it in the morning. It is Dwight that sent me this great story about KOIN.com had the story about how the Student Success Act, this is the hidden sales tax that we're all paying now, catches some school districts by surprise. It is unintended consequences, folks. You know what this story is, if you haven't read it, you should. Is, you know, the thing about a gross receipts tax, it has this ugly thing called it is pyramiding. What that means, very simply, is that when you but it raises everything a lot more expensive. Why? Because at every level in the supply chain, somebody has to pay that tax, and it gets passed along, and it just increases everything, including the not just your living expenses, which are going to increase by a bunch, but it's the cost of building a school. So what the story talks about, this school district that got hit with extra charges. Okay, this is the North Marion School District in Aurora. They passed a $42 million bond. Construction is underway. But last week, the story says, the school district received a change order for more than $180,000. From its contractor, Todd Construction. Why? Because that is the cost to the construction company to cover the cost of the new sales tax to them. Now, what's not in this story is the other hidden cost. You see, this is just the cost to Todd Construction for what they're going to have to pay for this $42 million project. So Todd Construction wins the bid to do this $42 million project for the school district. The first $1 million is exempt. The other $41 million plus is going to be taxed at 0.057%. So it's a little over 0.5%. That's $180,000. That's a cost that when Todd Construction bid on this project, wasn't part of their bid, folks. That's why it's a change order. They're passing it along. Okay? That, what the story doesn't say is that, well, they actually do. They say everything from transportation to toilet paper could get more expensive. Yeah, that's everything that the school district is going to buy in their normal course of business. What the story doesn't say, though, is that other things that Todd Construction is buying now, like lumber, like roofing materials, like nails, like screws, whatever, that's all going to get more expensive, too, because that's pyramiding, folks. So the dirty little secret here in this story is not only is it having, as if nobody in the school boards association, which is a huge proponent and still is of this thing, how wonderful it is, all this money that's going to go into the classroom. It's a lie. We told you it was a lie. And how school districts who supported this thing, or ostensibly, I mean, they can't really, under Oregon law, really, they do, but they can't really advocate for a passage of a new tax. No, you mean they didn't realize that their construction company is doing business with them? Like, say, the Salem-Keizer School District, which is mentioned in the story, $619 million bond, how that those bright people that are the business managers didn't tell the school boards and the superintendent, you know, this is probably going to raise the cost to our construction company for all these projects. And, oh, by the way, it's also going to raise the cost of all the materials in our construction projects. Nobody seemed to have thought that through, right? That's the story? No, they, you know, look, the people that run these school districts, the school boards association, all these people that were advocating, they're not stupid. They knew this was going to happen. But it's okay. Because it puts more money into education, and that's always the answer, isn't it? More money in education. Now, here's my prediction to you. What you're going to see come out of this, you're going to see that even more money is going to get siphoned off from all of this new revenue, this $1 billion a year hidden sales tax, which not only raises your personal cost of living, but it is also going to not get into the classroom to benefit your kids or your grandkids. Because not only is it going to raise the cost of the people doing construction work, but it is going to raise the cost of transportation. It is going to raise the cost of toilet paper and everything else. And here's my other prediction. It also is not going to get into the classroom because the Democrats are slobbering like Pavlov's dog. You know that story? Remember that? I wonder if they even teach that anymore in K-12 education. No, probably not. Because it's race, recycling, and reproduction instead of reading, writing, and arithmetic, and, frankly, history. Pavlov's dog, you guys remember that? I'm not going to tell you the story. You can look it up. Google it. Alexa it, if you have one of those things, you know, listening to your every conversation in your home, which is why I won't have one. Anyway, Pavlov's dog, the Democrats are salivating. The salivation, the slobber is just dripping off the side of their mouths because they got all this extra money to spend. Not for education. Friends, you're going to see them siphon more of this money for other projects. Oh, they'll hide it, but it'll happen, and we'll find it, and we'll tell you about it. Thank you, Democrats. Thank you, regressive totalitarian Marxists. This is just one of the stories. Now, Lars wrote a great piece, and it is literally on OregonWatchdog.com, along with many of these stories today. And I'll have them in the show plan when we do the podcast on this. You'll see it. About how governments in Oregon and Washington repeatedly disregard the votes of its citizens. That's right. Now, he's talking about the death penalty vote. I'm going to go back to this story about Kate Brown wants voters to approve a statewide, which is prohibited now in Oregon's Constitution, property tax for affordable housing. So let me ask you this. If this is approved, if we change Oregon's Constitution for an affordable housing property tax, what's going to stop them from expanding it with a simple majority in the House and the Senate and Governor Brown's or any other leftist governor like her that wins election in Oregon to a transfer tax, a special tax when you buy and sell real estate? What's going to stop them then from deciding that there needs to be a statewide property tax, all of this going around Measure 5 limits, for schools, for operating levies, on top of the ones you're already approving, on top of the bonds that you're already approving, or for higher education? This is the camel with the nose under the tent. But here's the takeaway for you as we get ready to go to break. Here's what it is. How much is all of this going to make Oregon unaffordable for you or for the people in your circle? How long until the middle class people who are fleeing California in huge numbers, how long until that happens in Oregon? How long until we kill the goose that lays the golden egg? These are arguments you can use in your world to help people realize who is doing this to them, but more importantly, what philosophy is behind it. Because there are better ways. You don't just have to keep pulling more people forcibly, under the force of law, out of their wallet, more money away from you. This segment of the show, by the way, has been brought to you by our friends at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. I use CBD oil products. You know why? Because it works for me, for my aches and pains, and it might work for you. So why don't you talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Go to vimsalem.com, vimsalem.com. We'll be back in just a little bit, folks. Okay. All right, so I'm talking to producer Phil here. So things are good. We are back live on the air today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. When we come back, I want to talk to you about your impressions about the impeachment trial so far. And do you think it helps or does it hurt to call witnesses? And is anybody in your circle really talking about that particular aspect of this? What do you think? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. We will be back in just a bit, folks. And I promise you, one of these days really soon, we're going to have some new music. I promise you. Got to work some other bugs out of the system first. You're listening to Political Coffee. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Politics over a cup of coffee. Now, I got a great email from Jarrus. It says, glad this is a rebroadcast. That was yesterday. Since I couldn't find your show on Monday, but I have to say it again. Ron for governor. Love his passion. So do I. And speaking of Ron, there he is. Ron, how are you, brother?
Oh, nothing much, brother. Getting ready to go to Otis. Just make sure the people's gas gets upgraded and honest, you know?
That's good.
You know, before they jack up the price on cap and extortion. But what I want to address is you talk about the rent. That was talked about this morning on Hugh Hewitt show this morning that California is being run up because, like, in places like Santa Monica, Orange County, where I grew up in San Bernardino, Riverside County, the Inland Empire, as I was called when I was growing up, have been priced out of existence because of mandated requirements, just like the rent control laws we just passed last session. By those policies and then the equal sustainability policies where you got only use certain materials, so many certain lights, mandates that you got to have solar power on your housing in California as of last year, it makes it too damn affordable, unaffordable for somebody at this $45,000 to $60,000 range, you know, the middle class, if you got a family of four, to buy a place to live in. But yet, the retro Bolsheviks themselves do not want it. They like the cash cow, just like everything else. Let's go, you know, these slush funds that they want to move around as they get more money, and they don't care. Oregonians, my fellow Valley folks in the Valley, we got to get out and vote this year. We need to get out and help the candidates that are going to do the job that the will of the people need done. Please have the courage, because you can sit on your bum and complain and convince and say, woe me, pity party all doggone lay long. But because you don't want to put no skin in the game, you're hoping someone else do the heavy lifting. Sorry, people, that day is over. It matters how you stand if you want your liberties preserved. That's all I got to say, my brother.
Well, you're right on, friend. You're truly right on, and I appreciate it. Ron, thanks. Yeah. Be safe out there today.
I sure will. God bless.
That's what Ron thinks, and, you know, he's right. Look, you know, if you don't show up and vote, the elections have consequences, right? I mean, they just do. Again, I want to go back to this point I made a few days ago. About 3,000 votes different, I think around 3,200, 3,300 votes, swing of votes in the Oregon legislative races, and Democrats would not have tax-raising majorities, folks. Okay, so this is why it's important. This is why it's important you show up on February 6th at the Timber Unity Rally. It's a big deal, folks. It is something that will make a difference. Now, this segment of the show is brought to you by our friends at Righteous Renovations. That's Eric Azor. You know, if you need something done differently, maybe you don't want to remodel your kitchen, why don't you call Righteous Renovations, LLC? That's Eric Azor, Righteous Renovations. He's a man of faith. And you know, if he has the confidence to put the word righteous in his company name, he better live up to it, right? That ought to give you some confidence to contact him. Why don't you give him a call? 503-341-3816. 503-341-3816. Let's go to Tim, who's on the line. Tim, good morning. What say you today?
Jeff, I'm working for the U.S. Census, and I want to let people know that we're still looking for people to work for the U.S. Census. And they can access it online. That's where the application is. And it's 2020census.gov/jobs. And if they have any questions, it's 855-562-2020.
Okay, repeat that number, Tim.
Okay. It's 855-562-2020.
So I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
If you're working for the census, is the citizenship question on the census document?
What I found really interesting is, in a way, it's not political. All we do is count how many residents we have. Because if we have migration coming in the state, like from California, we may qualify an additional representative.
Right, so you're saying that the census document does not have this controversial citizenship question, right?
No.
It doesn't. Okay, all right, that's what I want. Well, I know that,
look, Oregon's got a lot more people living here. We've got all these California tax refugees moving out of the high tax, high cost of living California. They're coming up to Oregon because it's still cheaper to live here. But that's only going to last so long if the Democrats keep raising all these taxes. Right, Tim?
I just want it to be fair. I just need to, it's an individual and where the residents are. We did that through the mail, and we're just checking for people who didn't respond.
Okay, fair enough. Tim, thanks. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay.
All right. So the Trump impeachment trial, do you think that witnesses would help Donald Trump or would it hurt? Is it going to make any difference? What do you think about that? Now, I'll tell you what I think about it on the other side of the break, but I want you to ponder this. There's a Bible verse that says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. But there's another Bible verse that says, thou shalt not bear false witness. Now, if you look at the way the witnesses have been brought forward so far in the House's impeachment, not a single Republican witness that the Republicans wanted that the Democrats would allow. The very basis of this so-called impeachment, those witnesses were never called. Should they be called now? Would it make any difference either way, no matter who, literally, who testifies? Because has the president done anything wrong? Well, if you listen to liberal Democrat constitutional lawyer Alan Dershowitz, none of this rises to the level of impeachment. What do you think? It's 6:30. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Political Coffee, and I'm your host, Jeff Krupp.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 24 minutes till the top of the hour. If you're just joining us, and we're going to go to the phones in just a momento, we're talking about the Trump impeachment in terms of witnesses. Is it going to make any difference in your mind or in people that you know, that you have the opportunity to persuade? Are you even talking about impeachment? Does the issue of witnesses even come up? 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Want to thank Diamond Royalty Rides for not only being a great sponsor of the show and advertising on this radio station, but frankly, helping people feel really special. You know, if you want to do that for somebody on a special occasion, or maybe just because, well, maybe somebody's having a difficult time of life and you want to do something special for them, why not check out Diamond Royalty Rides and go to their website, diamondroyaltyrides.com. It's all one word, diamondroyaltyrides.com. And see how easy it is to reserve a limousine and go out and maybe go wine tasting or go to dinner or something special to make someone feel special. Diamond Royalty Rides. By the way, if you're worried about this impeachment business and how it's impacting, it may impact special elections or just the elections, period. There's a Yahoo News story that I got off of Drudge Report. It says, the Republicans win a closely watched Texas special election. This is in a Republican district that Donald Trump won by 10 points 4 years ago, or almost 4 years ago. Okay? This was an election where the Republican, who put a bunch of his own money into it, won by 16 points. When 2 years ago, it almost went Democrat. Now stop and think about that for a moment. Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren had endorsed the Democrat. And outside groups spent six-figure sums, individually, several of them, on television ads. Beto O'Rourke practically made the district his second home after he ended his presidential campaign. He spent weekends knocking on doors. Now, this is an affluent district, supposedly. Okay. And the worry, of course, is that these precious suburbs with all of the soccer moms and the women have been lost. Donald Trump has driven them away from the Republican Party. It's a lie. And in fact, the Texas House Speaker was caught confiding to a conservative activist in a secretly recorded meeting that Donald Trump is killing us in suburban and urban districts. Well, apparently not. Apparently not. Now, again, this is only 20% turnout. Really low turnout, folks. You would think there would be higher turnout after all the money spent on this special election. Apparently, Texans are not buying the liberal-Democrat line that you're seeing out there. So have, you know, be encouraged, folks. I'm telling you, Trump is far more positive than he is negative. But to talk to somebody about that, let's go to Art. Art, what do you think? Do you think that they should call witnesses in the Trump impeachment trial?
Well, Jeff, it's unconstitutional. If you read the Constitution, the House is supposed to prepare the articles of impeachment. They're supposed to call witnesses. They're supposed to establish the case and then go to the Senate and present their evidence. And then the Senate is supposed to vote on whether to confirm their findings and impeach our president. That's what's in the Constitution. Now, if they do allow the calling of witnesses and this sham moves forward, they're setting a dangerous precedent, which the Democrats want them to do, because laws and rules mean nothing to the Democrats. And there's a lot of evidence in what has happened in this impeachment thing on the House side to prove that. And therefore, if the Senate votes for witnesses and, you know, all this other garbage, then the Democrats win by setting a precedent that the Constitution means nothing, the law means nothing, and we can continue to just make the Democrats will continue to make it up as they go, whatever suits their purposes, which we all know this has to do with the upcoming election. And they're trying like crazy to change the minds of the American people. And in the long run, I don't think that's going to work, Jeff. But, yep, we will definitely be heard. And, oh, by the way, you know, I listened to our Senator Wyden on Fox and Friends last night, and he just confirmed for me that the Democratic Party doesn't care about the Constitution or laws and rules and regulations.
Well, I think that's pretty obvious. Art, thanks for your call, friend. I do appreciate it. That's Art's opinion. What's yours? 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. By the way, there's another, I would call this to your attention. Go to OregonCatalyst.com. You can get there through OregonWatchdog.com. This carbon tax business, it's the 72-cent per gallon gas tax. That's only part of it. You can raise gas taxes by that much and utility prices by as much as 13%. Oh, by the way, there's a great cartoon there about, you know, how California has raised the cost of living so high with all of their environmental programs. Carbon tax is just one of them. Low carbon fuel standard is another. Plus, their very high income taxes. And, oh, by the way, they're doing the same thing to get around property taxes, which is the thing that we're talking about. Kate Brown wants a statewide property tax, wants to change Oregon's constitution. All those people are leaving because you can't afford to live there. How soon until that happens here? It also means California's number one in the country in poverty. They have the fifth largest economy in the entire world, the state, and the number one in poverty. It's not a coincidence that those two things are happening. The cartoon points to a cartoon of Kate Brown pointing to California, number one in poverty, and how we need to be like California. Yeah, we do. This is a great article, by the way, and this is the kind of thing you can send to your friends. Just go to OregonCatalyst.com. You can send the link to your friends and say, you know what? Kate wants us, Oregon, to be number one in poverty like California. Sure to get people thinking. Let's go to the phones. We'll start first with Bruce. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. What do you think about calling witnesses?
Well, you know, I heard Jay Sekulow just a little bit yesterday talking, and what I think he's right. He basically made a statement that said, you know, this is about policy. You know, they disagree with the policy. The bureaucrats and the State Department and the BLM and, you know, the other parts of government, they disagree with the policy that the president is setting, and that is his prerogative. We elected him to set that policy for us, and they disagree with that. So you've got a lot of bureaucrats aligning themselves with Democrats to try to discredit somebody, our president, and that's just absolutely wrong. When we elect a president, the policies that he wants to put in place or what should happen. And you see him winning all over the world in trade and defense and, you know, outside the country, but inside the country when it comes to bureaucratic stuff, even trying to get the State Department to do what he wants.
Well, right, and that's been a long-time problem. The State Department thinks that they are above and beyond everybody else, but very quickly, answer my question. Do you think witnesses helps or hurts Trump?
Well, your last caller made a great point that, you know, you should follow the Constitution. I think they hurt him if we go outside what the Constitution says. Now, does that, I mean, you know, when the House presents their evidence, you know, I think that we should have a chance to defend that, you know, defend that. But if part of their evidence is presenting a witness, it should be somebody, you know, either that they already presented, and if they present any witnesses at all, that the defense should be able to call any witnesses that they want. But I, you know, I'm kind of leaning with what your last caller said, that, you know, let's follow the Constitution. If they don't have a case right now that they can present, you know, and you, I mean, sure they got video of these people testifying. I mean, if they want to drag that in there to prove their case, but I don't think so. I don't think we should have witnesses.
All right, Bruce, thanks so much for calling. Ray, I want you to hang on through the two-minute break, and I'll get your comments on all of this. You know, it does set a dangerous precedence in so many ways. When we come back from this break, I'll tell you what I think about calling witnesses. Back in a moment. You're listening to Political Coffee.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, folks. I hope you enjoyed all of that conversation as we go along here. And we're going to go right to the phones. We're going to go right to Ray. Ray, good morning. How are you? And what do you think?
Good morning, Jeff. Well, I can't take credit for it, but a young person posed a solution to the whole thing to me, whether they have witnesses or not. The Democrats suffer from an affliction called syphilis.
Oh, boy.
And the solution he posed is a device used by Wonder Woman called the Truth Lasso.
Oh, that'd be fun, wouldn't it? you know, I am meeting with some folks. You know, Ray, I used to serve in the Oregon House of Representatives, so I'm meeting with some folks later this morning. And they have a lie detection product. And it is not polygraph. It's based on asking questions to people and reading something like 168 different eye movements. I wonder, with bug-eyed Adam Schiff, what that would yield in terms of if he were asked questions and you were reading his eye movements. Wouldn't that be fun?
They seem to have an affliction for with their veracity quotient, and need something like that to stiffen up their veracity.
Yeah, I would say so. Truth.
But I can't take credit for that. It was a young person.
That's pretty good. I got to say, that's pretty good. Ray, thanks for a great contribution.
You know,
Good morning to you. You know, we got to laugh every now and then. This stuff is serious. There's no question about it, because it really does impact your life. That's why we talk about it. And we can make a difference, each one of us. Now, witnesses. I have gone back and forth ultimately on this whole issue of calling witnesses. On principle, I absolutely agree more than anything with what Art said earlier and what Bruce agreed with, which is what Mark Levin says, and which frankly is precisely what Jay Sekulow and Pat Cipollone ended their defense of the president with you yesterday. This does set a dangerous precedent. There's no question about it. Because the House impeaches. The Senate conducts a trial. The Senate doesn't do the House's work. And quite frankly, it was masterful for them to have played yesterday the defense at the end of Cipollone's comments as he closed up their defense, to play all of those Democrats, including Chuck Schumer, which I agree is the most crafty and devious politician we've had in a long time, all their comments from the Clinton impeachment 21 years ago. It was masterful. Because everything, and as Cipollone said, everything you predicted has come true. Because they were saying that it was all being used for politics and that someday a Democrats would use it against a Republican president. Cipollone said, you were right. I have long believed that the Senate should only conduct a trial. But things are different now. Things are different because of social media, which gives you the opportunity to influence people in your world, persuade them, right? CNN, by the way, and all of the major news networks seem to have cut away when Pam Bondi was talking about the Bidens and laying out, apparently, their corruption, that it's in that Peter Schweitzer book, folks. So a lot of people are not hearing this. This is why I have taken the posture on this radio show, unlike many others, really trying to push you to activism and helping to try to give you tools, suggestions of how you can use these particular issues of the day, no matter where it's Kate Brown wanting to do away with the vote that we had, where we spoke very clearly, no, we don't want a statewide sales tax. Whether it's that or it's this issue of Trump and impeachment and preserving the Constitution, because it doesn't matter. All of this stuff doesn't matter unless we do something with it. And that means each one of us have the opportunity to make persuasive arguments to people in our world on all of these topics. Sometimes we can initiate them. Sometimes they initiate them. Sometimes they bait you. Well, you have to be smart enough not to take the bait. With the issue of witnesses, I believe if it were done properly, in just the way that they did it in the Clinton impeachment trial, you do it separate. They're not brought forward into the chamber, but they are rather done in a separate room. They're subpoenaed, they're questioned, it's videotaped, and then you release certain parts of the video. I believe that's how it ought to be done. I think you have to in this day and age. I think because the Democrats will say, well, no matter what you do, they're going to call it a cover-up, and they're going to say it wasn't a fair trial. That's true. But you see, you all, irrespective of what Don Lemon and Rick Wilson say, you know, they're laughing at us, calling us rubes. By the way, did you see how Don Lemon, according to Breitbart, they've got a great story, Don Lemon's throwing Rick Wilson under the bus? They ought to. So-called Republican strategists. Yeah, right. You see, you are smarter than that. You know that if there are witnesses called, and that if the fairness argument can be used both ways, because it wasn't fair how Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler conducted their impeachment hearings. People know it. And the fruit of that, folks, is this special election that just happened in Texas. It didn't go the way the Democrats thought it would after millions of dollars they poured into that, after Beto O'Rourke almost winning that congressional district. Trump's approval ratings are at the highest of his entire presidency, folks. Impeachment is helping Trump. Now, can it go the other way? Yeah, I suppose so, because they're going to continue to do the Kavanaugh treatment on Trump. You wait. Every day there's going to be something new that they're either going to make up, or the New York Times or the Washington Post will accelerate, and it'll be proven to be a lie. There's more on that because I want to get into that subject a little bit later on. But my basic point is that I think it's okay to call witnesses if it is done the way they did it in the Clinton impeachment. It didn't make any difference. I think executive privilege must be preserved at all costs. I think the courts will uphold that. But I think Republicans have to say, okay, you want witnesses? We'll do it the way we did it in the Clinton trial. People get that because people are smart. Thanks for joining us today, friends. I appreciate each and every one of you being in the audience. I'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you will be too. Get out there, make it a great day, and please pray for this great nation and this great state. See you then.